View Today, March 8, 1974, is held at the lovely home for 60 years of Charles Bernard, 12625 Southwest Walker Road, Beaverton. Adjacent to Mr. Bernard's original airstrip, with the subject being early aviation in Washington County. This program is sponsored by the Washington County Historical Society. My name is Alvin Elkins, and I have been given the mission of preparing and participating in this historical event.
Cut it short. Yeah.
Mr. Bernard, could you tell me your age?
I'm over 80 summers.
My gosh. Sunday.
Summers.
Oh, 80 summers. Oh, 80 summers. Yes, I see. Okay, now begin with a bit of history about yourself and your airstrip and your interest in aviation.
Well, let's see. I was interested in flying and aviation since I was about 13 years of age. And I was not much older than that when Christensen flew off of Mobile Motel, and I walked from Beaverton to Portland to see that feat.
That was Silas Christopherson, right?
That was Silas Christopherson. And from that time on, or even before that, I was real interested. And I wanted to take a go to trade school, take up that type of work. My parents was opposed to it. I went to high school in Portland.
What high school?
The Columbia University.
Oh, Columbia.
Most of my time I spent around the Adcock Aviation School. In Portland, and I got to know the students was taking up aviation, that kind of studies. And they were building a glider. I was very interested in that glider more than I was interested in Columbia University's studies. And that glider was completed several years later. I was here in Beaverton. The students that built that glider, they brought that thing out here to this farm, and they assimilated it in the barn. They took it out in our cow pasture, and we flew that thing. It was no great flight. It was 50 feet or 100 feet or 200 feet, depends on the light weight of the pilot and his ability. And from that time on, I was very, very interested in the building of aircraft. So, what else do you want to?
Well, tell us about how your airship got started down here. And tell us about the hangars, and the type of planes, and what year started.
In about 1928, we jumped there quite a spill because my parents objected to me playing around with aircraft. So we jumped until after my father died in 1928. We start building aircraft. One aircraft that was built for Mr. Stipe, Elmer Stipe. It was built by George Yates. And we all had our fingers in the thing, but they were the two leaders. And after that aircraft was built and put through severe testing, that aircraft flew hundreds of hours every year up until 1941, 1942, up just
World War.
Then it was put on the retired list.
What type of plane flew out of the airport? All types, I suppose, of course.
The type of plane that we had here was man's own ability and his own idea. He developed these things according to his own plans.
The man that built them flew them, is that right, too?
Yeah, the man that built them flew them. And a lot of these planes was built by young folks, 20, 21, 22, up to 30 years old. And they built their own plane and they flew their own plane. And at that time, we were not licensed by the federal government. The state of Oregon had an inspector that had watched these planes developed and checked them over. And in most of them, he flew himself before he'd license, before we could license this inspector. He flew. We developed according to our own ideas. Some was conventional, some was all together on a different theory. The most prominent one was the Yates aircraft.
That was George Yates, right?
George Yates. It was built of wood. It was a wooden built airplane. And we had built several before War II. And the Army came in here, they knew about it, and they had checked over and over. Finally, just after War II broke, we were frozen. We couldn't get material. We were stuck there with half-built airplane. The Army came in. They looked the airplane over, previous types of airplanes, see, previous wooden airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
They looked over, and there's three of them. We told them we couldn't finish that because we couldn't get the equipment to finish it. I'll be right with you.
I'll go on. I just decided better say hello. I heard you. All the dogs are barking.
Okay. After testing this airplane, this was a single engine airplane they tested. We were building twin engines, two at that time. They asked for Yates, myself, for a conference. He told them we couldn't get equipment to go ahead anymore. He said, don't ever mention that. We will give you all the equipment and money and anything that you want, but you must get us 1,000 airplanes a year of this type.
Aye, aye.
Well, that was impossible for us to do. We had, it took us 2 years to build one airplane, let alone build 1,000. Well, he said, we'll give you everything you need. Money will be no object, but we need this. You've got the airplane here that we can, that outperforms zero. That was a job. It outperforms that zero. He said, we've got to have 1,000 of them a year for training and so forth. Well, we couldn't. We tried it. We got B.P. Jones, I think it was. He was a manufacturer. He came out and looked at it. He says he could do it. It's very complicated to his line of work. And I guess Dornberger, there's two of them out there. They could do it. Well, in the meantime, the government sent in a train into Portland with all kind of gadgets that they wanted. See, they needed. They've shown the people what they wanted. Well, the furniture company that we were dealing, they saw something there that they could turn out without any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They turned out right quick. Well, we were left out, so we just kind of stopped. At that, I think I told you when we started to build aircrafts, a glider, they used to haul them in here in a trailer, they'd build them in Portland or someplace, and they'd build them over in Adcox or in somebody's basement. Portland and bring them out here and assembly them. We flew from here.
Now, how long was this airstrip at that time?
The landing strip is Singone.
Yes, Oconia.
The landing strip, when we opened up, was 2,000 feet. And as things progressed, and we're getting bigger aircraft in, more people coming. Pilots was not familiar, was landing on a small, short strip. We increased it. We increased it to 3,500 feet.
I see.
3,000 feet in that neighborhood.
Now, what was the last year the airport operated?
I think it was 68 or 69.
I see. My point. Now, was this the first airport in Washington County, as far as you know?
No.
No, it wasn't.
They were. The Hillsborough Airport was there. It wasn't used very much.
Oh.
But Dr. Smith bought that. And he developed it into an airport.
Well, he started the airport in Hillsborough. Dr. Smith, right?
I think it was Dr. Smith.
Yeah, I got a Dr. Smith's name here.
Ed Ball, he can tell you that. Mm-hmm. I think Ed Ball was Dr. Smith's pilot.
Oh, he was, huh? Well, I thought I'd talk to maybe Ed Ball maybe Monday. And
then there was two other boys had an airplane. I can't think what their name. They lived They were in the Hillsborough city limits. They lived south. I think they lived on the road that used to come winding around the Butte.
Oh, I see. They were Farmington Road.
They were dairymen, two dairymen.
I think.
They have a dairy there yet.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, just south of Hillsborough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was their name?
Well, that's good, Mr. Bernard, and this will conclude our program. And when we get this thing all summed up, we'll get together and show you what we've done.
Okay.
And I appreciate your hospitality.